HGX. 74SOE.
HGX, go ahead, Sean.
All right, I was mobile. Couldn't really talk good. So I downloaded, I'm trying to get my laptop fired up right now. I downloaded as much information from sites like the ARRL and Salvation Army and stuff. Is there any information that you're looking for or you need to support what you're doing?
I'm getting ready to make a stop to try to coordinate with some air support coming into the Western North Carolina area. So I'm going to be out doing that here for the next little bit. So I'm going to see what I can do there. But I don't know of any information that needs to go out at this exact moment, KO4HKX.
And welfare stuff that because you don't have a phone, you can't reach out and get that you need me to get.
KO4HKX, I honestly don't think you're going to be able to up here anyway because there's no cell service or very, very spotty. But I do appreciate the offer.
All right, well, if you got folks in there that want to get messages out to the world, let me know. I can get those sent off as well. W4SOE.
I appreciate that, and I will probably holler back at you here in a little bit, but I'm going to step out and I'll be portable here for a few minutes, but I'll be on the repeater. KO4HKX. Standing by.
4NUE N4JBM. BO is online. Alright, before we move off, what else is the situation up there?
Moment, I'm fixing to get the auxiliaries put into place. I've had to move a lot of the cabling right now, and it's just going to take me a little bit to assess everything and see what's what.
Any word on Skyrunner?
Next task, I got to pull a couple fuses. I just blew a couple of the mini fuses I had. I didn't realize that I had a 5-amp fuse in one spot, and I stuck it in there, needing to key this radio. As soon as I keyed it, it blew it.
Gary, you on frequency?
Also GMRS.
GMRS in while I go for just a second. I'm fixing to hook it up and see if I can get it going. I've got a slot ready with a 30-amp fuse for it. I'm having to consolidate this down to one bar, one bus bar up here instead of two.
Roger that. Okay.
Make a decision on getting in the gateway, which one you want to do without if you can get Skyrunner up.
Well, if we can keep, I would go with the packet side and don't worry about the Vera side if we had to make a decision. And that, again, only if we can get signal on Skyrunner.
Go ahead, US-5330, what you want to do?
KO4HKX.
Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, I need you to stay on frequency here for a little bit. I'm walking in that way if I have any questions about what we talked about earlier.
Yeah, roger that. I can do that. Gary's got Jerry taken care of. So, all right, I'll do that.
4HKX. Standing by.
Kilo, Quebec. 4, Golf, India. Kilo.
Okay, 4HKX.
Hey, I'm at anchor. I'm getting ready to go out with a team to start making contacts. Didn't know if there was somebody that would want to come to the church and work out of here as far as communications. So I haven't touched base with them about that yet.
Big Zed.
You go ahead, KO4HKX.
Quick call to W4WTF. Brad, are you still on frequency? Could have made him on 147.195. I can't. Don't seem to be able to find the correct tone or bring the machine up. Thank you for the quick interruption. I appreciate it. 73WV6Z.
Okay, time. KO4HK. Standing by.
Next, this is N1BKG.
N1BKG, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Brian again. Hey, I just got word from a neighbor that 178 to the north from Highway 11 to Rosman is now passable. That it's rough, but it is not washed out like I heard before. That they're just working on clearing some trees, but folks have actually been able to make it up.
Yeah, roger that, Brian. I did get that information earlier. It's not passable completely yet, but you can if you need to, so use it only in emergency uses.
Information, yeah, it just sounded a little bit more promising than washed out, so hopefully in the next couple of days it'll be an option.
Wait to get.